Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. And you've been listening for a while. Thanks for that. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every week by email. And this week's article, the feature article, is The Journey of Intellectual Property from Memories to Megabytes. Check that out when you get a chance. Tom Sclafani is our guest. He's our new friend. He's Public Affairs Director for the Small Business Division of American Express. He's a former press secretary for Mayor Giuliani of New York. I bet that was a fun job. He's been with American Express now for about 4 or 5 years. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Pleasure to be here this morning.
Tom, one of the things that we're going to talk about today, one of the main things we're going to talk about today is something you've been working on, and I'm really excited about this because I like talking to my audience about what people are saying out across the country, letting them plug into how people are feeling about the economy and about their prospects for the future. And you guys do a semi-annual monitor from American Express on small business issues, don't you?
Absolutely. Over the last couple of years, we've really, as a company, we've deepened our focus and attention that we pay to small business owners. And as part of that, we wanted to launch a study that we do twice a year. And the goal of it is to just tap to monitor what's going on, to really keep our fingers on the pulse of how small business owners are feeling about their businesses, about the economy at large, and about their plans over the course. You know, what we do is with the survey, we look forward 6 months. Mm-hmm. So the most recent survey that we conducted back in September, we asked small business owners a host of questions, and we asked them to look forward over the next 6 months. What do you plan on doing in terms of hiring, capital investments, things like that?
Right. And what did they tell you?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, we conducted this survey in mid-September, and I think that over the course of the last couple of weeks, we've seen some very positive reports coming out from the government, including the GDP numbers were up very big. Definitely the stock market is up. Certainly a sense of optimism out there about the economy. And our survey found the same thing among small business owners. What we found was that optimism among small business owners is up sharply over the last year. And what we think is happening is that business owners, from what they've told us and the data the survey found, was that they're shifting from what seems to have been more of a mode of survival to one that's focused on growth. For example,
you know that's, pardon me, Tom, but sure. that is so true. I mean, the last 3 years have been really hang on years. You know, we haven't had a lot to be excited about. We've been hit by a number of different things. First, it was if you probably remember in the fourth quarter 2000. Capital spending hit a brick wall. Mm-hmm. And then of course that was right after, that was not you know, it was in the same year that the Nasdaq collapsed.
Right.
And of course the Dow was down, and then we had 9/11, and then we had, you know, we had the official recession and everything blended in there, and the war in Iraq. I mean, we've had a pretty darn tough 3 years, haven't we?
Absolutely. And our survey has found that over time that business owners have been hunkering down as well to survive what was certainly a difficult economic time. And I don't think that our survey points to numbers that show that, you know, business owners feel that we're completely out of the woods yet. But what they are telling us is that they're feeling better about things this year compared to just a year ago. For example, 72% of business owners said they saw growth opportunities for their business in the next 6 months. And that's up from 64% a year ago. So certainly business owners are feeling better. In addition, and I think this points to the notion of the economy getting better or business getting better, compared to the fall of last year, fewer business owners tell us this time around that they're facing cash flow challenges. It's down to about 55% that they face cash flow challenges, down from 63%. And then in addition, more business owners say they plan to make capital investments in the next 6 months. And that number is up to about 62% compared to 56% last year.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, Tom, that's exciting for me is this cash flow situation because, you know, we can make it for a little while without profits, but we can't make it very long without cash flow. You know,
right. And
you know, they don't say profit is king. They say cash is king, and it's the truth. And there are a number of things that have been happening that's creating that kind of a cash flow improvement. And when we come back after these messages, that's where we're going to plug in, folks. So you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back with our new friend, Tom Scafani. He's Public Affairs Director for the Small Business Division at American Express. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Every night I have the strangest dream.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Kirk Chaffetz is going to talk to us about thinking inside the box. Wayne Cruz is going to talk to us about whether we need to be concerned about cyber terrorism or not. Ken Browning is going to join us. He's going to talk to us about Veterans Day. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we'll be honoring our past and current veterans, which we're so proud of. And then also Bill Brandt after that, who'll be talking to us about some important things that you need to focus on in managing your business. And that's coming up in the show straight ahead. Tom Scafani is our guest. He's our new friend, Public Affairs Director for Small Business at American Express. And Tom, give us your website, please.
You can visit www.amexbf.com. You can visit us there to learn more about what we have to offer.
Amexbf.com. All right,
correct.
Check that out when you get a chance. And, of course, folks, I don't think we need to tell you who American Express is. I think you know who they are. Tom, one of the things that I'm excited about is this information that you've given us just now in the previous segment about cash flow concerns.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually improved from 63% concerned down to 55% now. A number of things have happened to create that, number one, and I want to give a big hand to small business owners for this, and that is that small business owners have taken this 3 years to learn how to operate their business more efficiently, to get their to seek efficiencies, to get the dead wood out of their business, to clean up their inventory, and they're realizing that, you know what, it's not what I make that counts, it's what I keep that counts. And so they're learning how to do that, and we've had a trial by fire PhD in how to squeeze every ounce of profit we can out of every pound of sales. And that's one thing. The second thing that's happened has been that that business is getting a little bit better. Volumes are growing a little bit, and the third thing that's happened is that we're learning how to build our own profit margins by giving people service and by saving them time, which people aren't price sensitive to. And then here's the fourth thing, I think, Tom, that I want you to talk about a little bit, and because I know you and IBM have worked out some things on this, and this is the tax advantages that small business owners have received, the new ones that we've gotten this year from the government, have helped out an awful lot with cash flow, especially with regard to the buying the capital equipment that we need.
Absolutely. And before I get there, I just wanted to build on something you had just mentioned, which is, you know, business owners building the profit margin. One of the questions that we ask small business owners is we ask them about their strategies on how they're managing through the current economy. Our suspicion, our hypothesis, is that as the economy ebbs and flows, the business strategies may change as well, so they can adapt and manage through it. Interestingly, in September, when we asked the question, the number one strategy to manage through the current economy is putting a heightened focus on better serving customers,
yep.
which goes to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they are focused on something that doesn't cost, may not cost a whole lot, but the notion of focusing on better serving customers as a way to manage through was the most often mentioned answer, followed by cutting expenses,
right.
You know, to create better cash flow.
What we're finding out, Tom, is that, and what I've been preaching now for a long time and writing about, is that doing a better job of serving our customers is not just the right thing to do, it's the profitable thing to do. I mean, it's not like, it's not just that, yeah, we need to serve customers because that's what we're supposed to do, but going the extra mile and providing them with service that nobody else is giving them, that's the way to profits.
And interestingly, in terms of other strategies that business owners use, mention the focus on the customer, mention cutting expenses. The third most popular strategy was increasing investments in the business, which, mm-hmm. again, I think goes back to what we think the survey data is telling us, which is, again, a focus less on survival and more in growth mode. And again, you mentioned the tax changes this mm-hmm. year as something that can help, spur business investment. Well, we know from our survey that more business owners are planning to make capital investments over the course of the next 6 months. And, that's good news that their business is getting better, that they feel that they're in a position to actually make capital purchases. And the number one capital equipment purchase is computers and peripherals. So, mm-hmm. you know, what we did in partnering with IBM, we wanted to provide incentives for business owners to go out and purchase equipment. What we did was, through December 15th, business owners can save up to 10% on select IBM products when equipment is financed through the Business Finance Division of American Express. In addition, they can receive an additional $200 rebate from American Express Business Finance.
Wow.
And on top of that, these business card members are also eligible for a free one-hour consultation with a tax or technology professional from American Express.
From your
tax
folks.
And business
yeah.
services.
Now, that's so, from that BF website, isn't it? Give us
yes,
that again.
www.amexbf.com/tax plan. And there you can learn more about what the deal is. And, again, what we're trying to do is help small business owners, purchase those technology needs that they have to help run their businesses more efficiently. And business owners can also call 1-800-426-7235, extension 3761 to learn more.
We're going to give you that phone number again in a minute and the website too, folks, because I want you, if you can take advantage of those, some of those savings. I like it when big companies get not only decide, like American Express and obviously IBM has, but we know that, but that small business owners are important. But that when you guys get together and start talking about us and figure out ways to help us, we like that sort of thing. So congratulations on that. We got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to find out what the semi-annual monitor from American Express on small business, what small business owners had to say about benefits. This is very interesting to me. I have not seen this before. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can't imagine.
Back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Tom Scafani is our guest, our new friend. He's Public Affairs Director for the Small Business Division of American Express. And Tom, I want you to give us that website because I want people to be able to at least go and find out about how they can get some of the resources that they need and how they can save some money from and get some extra benefits from a couple of outstanding companies like IBM and American Express. Go ahead.
Sure. The website is www.amexbf.com/tax plan, or business owners can also call 800-426-7235, and that's extension 3761.
Amex, A-M-E-X-B-F, for business finance, right?
Correct.
.com, amexbf.com. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance, and just noodle around over there. You know, I'm not the least bit surprised, Tom, to hear you talk about the primary capital item that small business owners are buying are computers and peripherals for a couple of reasons. Number one, as you know, most of us really geared up for Y2K, I should say.
Right.
And we probably over-designed, and then the economy dropped off, and so a lot of people haven't upgraded their computer capability. That's one reason why I think they're buying. The second reason that they're buying is something that I've learned recently, and that is that in another study, that more and more companies are finding, more and more businesses are finding that more of their assets that have value are intangible assets. Their patents, their forms, their processes, their intellectual property than are their hard assets. And that's a reversal from where it was, say, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that intellectual property is typically created and found in some kind of an electronic device like a computer. So that's some interesting news that I've learned recently, and so it makes perfect sense that computers would be the likely item that people would be buying, because more and more, Tom, as you know, we're leveraging our models, our business models, with technology and less with people.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that, with all that we've read over the last few months about viruses and things like that, you mentioned a guest that you have upcoming talking about cyber terrorism.
Right.
We actually asked business owners about their concerns regarding computers and computer usage. Guarding against viruses was the top on the list in terms of computer concerns, followed by the cost and time to train staff on new software. So it has become clearly a huge tool for business owners, as you said, with things like intellectual property, mm-hmm. processes, et cetera. But again, with what's been going on, there are business owners who do have some concerns about the technology in terms of various viruses that might occur.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And of course, there's plenty of help out there from people who know this part of the online world and that can help you with it. I want to move over in the couple of minutes we got left, Tom, and talk about another aspect of your monitor, your semi-annual monitor of survey of small businesses, and that was what you found out about what they were saying about benefits.
Yes, the American Express survey found, in looking at the data, it appears that we mentioned the rising optimism, and we also found that hiring plans are going to remain in check, from 6 months ago. But compared to a year ago, 34% this time around said they have hiring plans compared to just 26%. So what we're seeing, we think, is that for businesses planning to staff up, that employee benefits appear to play an increasing role in their recruitment. We found that firms planning to hire are more likely to offer employee benefits such as paid vacation, paid holidays, mm-hmm. flexible work hours, and life insurance, and that's compared to small businesses overall. In addition, twice as many firms who said they have hiring plans compared to small businesses overall, twice as many have profit-sharing plans. So, again, what we're seeing, we think, is that, for business owners to lure the hire and retain quality workers, that they appear to be leveraging enhanced and pretty comprehensive benefits packages. And then when we look at health care coverage, which is, of course, we've read in the papers over the last few weeks, getting very expensive.
It is. It's been very expensive.
But what we're finding is that the number of businesses offering health care benefits year over year dropped slightly to 58%, from 61%.
That's a tough one right there. We'll have to continue that another day, though, Tom. Give us that website again. I want to let people know about that partnership that you have with IBM. Give it to us again.
It's www.amexbf.com.
See if there's some savings there for you, folks. Might be some opportunity for you. Check that website out. Tom Scafani, will you come back again and do this in another day?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Tom Scafani,
you,
ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business Division of American Express. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.